All set?
Yeah.
All right. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks through life and various subjects in... shit, let's start that over. Take two. Hello and welcome to Time on... God damn.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. I need a drink. Hang on. We should leave all this in there. What do you call that? ASMR?
Yeah. Take three. You know that little like click
thing? The clapper.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, good, another lawnmower. Hello and welcome to this episode of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life and various subjects through the eyes of myself. I am a 63-year-old baby boomer.
What the fuck?
Did I just say baby boomer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got to leave that in. I almost had it that time.
Yeah. Take three, yeah.
Okay. Every day I'm eating more and more hot dogs.
We might as well keep it all in at this point.
What the hell? Yeah, what the hell? All right, let's try this again. This is what happens when you, it's late at night and you've been drinking and which is not true, we're not doing either one. All right, here we go. Oh, that damn lawnmower. Can you hear that? In case you can hear that, there's my neighbor's mowing. I'm sure that's fascinating. Hello and welcome to this episode of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life and various subjects through the eyes of myself. I am GT, a 63-year-old baby boomer. I got through it that time. Now you screwed it up.
Yeah, I'm Daniel. I'm a Gen Z here. I'm 16.
Oh, shit. All right. So this is episode 14. We have broke the 100 download mark. And we have two followers and 3 5-star ratings on Spotify, one of which is Daniel himself.
Yeah. So,
what the hell? I meant to say this on the last episode and completely forgot, so I apologize. But I ran into one of Daniel's friends at his hockey game the other night, and this is the Cope family. And I was informed that they listen to the podcast regularly and enjoy it. So hello, Cope family, and thanks for listening. So, oh wait, we gotta do this.
Applause button. Yeah. Hey.
Wow, this is gonna go down as one of the best episodes ever. All right, so before we get too far into this one, our contact info again is Time on the Mic. Email is timeonthemic@gmail.com. Facebook is Time on the Mic Podcast, all the words spaced out. And social media is
Time on the Mic, no spaces.
And that's Instagram and
Twitter.
Twitter X.
Nobody says that.
I know
It's all right.
In case Elon's listening,
yeah. I
want to get it.
Only people that absolutely love Elon will call it X. So
yeah, I think they call them ass kissers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Somehow they're gonna get some of his money. That's
fat chance. I heard he lives in like a really small house. And
I don't know. I have no clue.
That can't be true. I mean, if I had his money, we'd never hear from me. I'd disappear.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So we want to acknowledge our sponsor once again, C&J Superior Tools. They are a Snap-on franchise and can help you out with tools, gadgets, any kind of mechanical apparatus, anything Snap-on related, apparel, socks, hats, shirts, underwear. They have Snap-on underwear?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, they have a Facebook group called C&J Superior Tool, or can be reached by phone at area code 563-949-0160. So thank you, C&J Superior Tools. All right. So a couple episodes ago, we discussed, and Daniel asked me what I thought. He informed me that he can see on his PS5 how many hours I've spent playing video games on my PS4, yeah. Which I think is a complete invasion of privacy. But
well, it's, your settings are open, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, so I got to go in and change my settings. Does that mean anybody can look at that?
It depends on actually what your settings are, because on the PlayStation, I'm close friends with you.
Yeah.
So, but either way, I saw that I'm your only friend on it.
So if some guy's in like Korea, you know, he can.
Unless your settings are private to only friends, then yeah.
But he'd have to know what I go by, right? My name?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I go by.
Yeah. So.
All right. So he asked me to predict the number of hours I have played video games.
Yeah. So basically.
So I said, I think I said 4,000.
For in all?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have here your top three games with your hours in all and also how many games you have played. Not have, but how many games you've played on the PS4.
Is there a camera in here?
Why?
How do you know all this?
It tells me the info.
Are you watching me somewhere?
It tells me the info. But so
I'm not cool with this, by the way.
Do you want to know how many games or do you want to guess how many games you've played?
How many different games?
Yeah.
On the PS4?
Yep.
Oh, God. 10.
19 games in all.
19?
Yep.
Which ones?
I don't know. How many?
Well, come on, Sparty Pants.
You should know all your games that you've played.
Right.
And games that you haven't played, but.
19?
So, do you want to throw out three guesses and I'll let you know if they're right or?
Three guesses of what?
Your top three games.
Oh, the names of them?
Yeah.
That I've spent the most time on?
Yeah, we're kind of going to play a game of you're going to guess yours and then you're going to guess mine.
Okay. Well, probably the two God of Wars for sure.
Okay, so which one's on top though?
Probably God of War.
Correct.
Then Ragnarok?
Correct.
And my third one would probably be the golf game.
Correct.
What do I win?
You win.
Johnny, tell him what he's won. Oh, my God. I got a Bissell vacuum.
No, you get to win a guess at how many hours you have on each game.
On each game?
On those top three.
The number one game.
And I'll tell you how many days you have as well.
Oh, God. I don't think I want to know that. Hours? Oh, shit. How many hours in a week?
I don't know. I'm not that smart.
300.
300 hours?
On the first one.
No, severely less.
Less?
Yeah, you have 183 hours, which is 7 days and 15 hours on God of War.
15 hours?
No, 7 days and 15 hours. So that means you have 183 hours in all on God of War. So the next one,
that's sad.
Ragnarok, what do you think?
Well, it's got to be less than that.
Yeah.
Because I was getting good by then. What was the first one?
7 days and 15 hours.
No, I mean hour-wise.
183.
100.
175.
Oh, man.
7 days and 7 hours.
That's close. I spent 7. I mean, I know not consistently, but.
Yeah, it's PS. So it's kind of off since it's PS4, not PS5 hours, but it's a little bit off. It could be off by a large margin or a small margin, but yeah.
Wow. So just between those two, I've spent over 2 weeks.
And that's not on being on a pause screen or anything. That is you physically being in the game off of a pause screen.
Wow.
So.
Whew. So golf.
Yeah, PGA Tour 2K21 specifically.
Mm-hmm. I got really good at that.
Yeah?
I learned how to put like backspin on the ball and shit. I think I got a couple hole-in-ones. Oh, 150.
109, which is equivalent to 4 days and 13 hours.
I thought that would be more. I played that a lot.
Yeah? Well, it kind of is a lot, technically.
I remember when you saw me playing that one time, or you saw it in the room, you're like, what in the hell did you buy a golf game for?
Yeah, I kind of felt that way, but then PS Plus kind of came out with a free golf game, literally the brand new one, and I loved it. It was fun.
What's the new one?
It might be a newer one now, 2K24, but 2K23 came out.
Didn't they have a Tiger Woods one?
Yeah, I think that was the old one, though. Mm-hmm. But or actually, that might have been the new one, the 24 one.
Yeah. But,
yeah. So off of those hours, how many do you think you have in all?
Hours?
Yeah.
Hours
in all.
Between those two? Or those three? Oh, you mean total?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just, okay. 800 and what?
31. So that is 34 days and 15 hours of game time.
Oh, my God.
Now.
So what are the, you don't know what the other games were? I'm trying to think. What
I do. Were. I mean, there's Fortnite, there's Rocket League. These are my games.
No, I mean for me.
So like Call of Duty, all the Call of Duties. You had some random like storyline games, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Because I think all the Batman games I played, that was PS3.
I saw, I think Batman.
Arkham Knight
was your fourth. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Batman.
It's like a baby booner.
Yeah. But are you ready to do my games?
Sure.
So guess how many I have of played.
How many games?
Played on PS4.
Well, PS5. Since what point in time?
Since PS4. Oh. It tracks PS4 and PS5 games.
How long have you had a PS4? You got that for Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, since I was little.
Oh. How many games?
Yeah, and well, I haven't played them all, but this
Well, if I had, would you say 19?
Yeah.
85.
68 games in all. I could have been funny and downloaded another game, but, you know. so, yeah, my top three, what do you think?
One's got to be Red Dead.
So, this is my problem with the counting system on PS4 for PS4 games. It's way off for Red Dead. But
well, yeah, but you had a problem though, because remember your
hard drive got wiped, so it's severely off. It should be number one, but it got.
Here's a tip for all the PlayStation players. You probably already know this, but if you have an external hard drive and you want to disconnect it, make sure you turn it off first.
Yeah,
don't disconnect it with it on, because you'll be hosed.
Yeah. So I probably lost more than half my hours.
I remember you were. I tried like hell to get that back, but it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, but that's not number one.
Well, let's see.
That's number three.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be one of the Call of Duty games.
Correct, but which one? It's in the number two slot. You haven't played this one.
Cold War?
No. Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
What was the one? Because I bought this one time used, but I got it home and there was no single player on it. It was black.
Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of pissed at that.
Yeah. A lot of people. Because, like I said, it's a classic game.
I don't have anybody to play with, so yeah. I don't have any friends.
Yeah, the whole point of that game was zombies and online play. Yeah. So you're missing number one now.
They should put a big sticker on those that say, "If you don't have friends, don't buy this."
But
I'm missing number one.
Yeah, you're missing number one. which this is an obvious one. It's most people's number one.
Grand Theft Auto?
No. Not even close.
Have I seen you play it?
Yeah.
Rocket League?
No. Not way off. This I think...
Give me a hint.
This might have been featured in one of the first two episodes.
Dark Souls?
No. We went on the web and found this game. Going for a crazy amount of money.
Oh, Fortnite.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that. I looked the other day. That's still for sale for 60 grand. It's like, give it up. Come on.
Well, what do you believe the hours are? And this is only for the PS4 edition of Fortnite. So there's PS5 tracking, which is completely accurate, and PS4 that's a little
just
off.
For PS4?
Yeah. But just specifically, all these games are in my top three, and they are all off the PS4.
Just for Fortnite?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking me?
So just PS4 play time on Fortnite.
250.
Hours?
Mm-hmm.
1,186.
Oh my God.
Which is equivalent to 49 days and 10 hours of just the PS4.
49 days?
Yeah. We should really get James's hours and get him in here. But
Jesus.
So COD Modern Warfare is next. And what's your guess on that? The PS4 edition hours?
What was the first one?
1,186.
Oh, man. 700.
593. And this is...
Dude, you are wasting your life.
Equivalent... I'm not. This is equivalent
to... What do you mean you're not?
I'm really not. This is equivalent to 24 days and 17 hours.
So if you add just those two together, you're over 2 months.
I guess, sure.
24 hours a day just sitting there going...
Yeah, you're going to be... Real surprise here. Red Dead, RDR2, how many hours?
Oh, God.
And these are guesstimates because this PS4? Is way off. Yeah, this is way off. I know this one's way off.
500.
591, which is 2 hours less, so it's 24 days and 15 hours of game time.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah?
You should be crying.
So hours in all.
You should be reevaluating your life.
Yeah. Well, you'll think about this one. How many hours in all?
Oh, God. All the games?
Yeah, out of 68 games. How many hours in all?
Oh, my God. 5,000.
You're really close. It's 5,042.
Wow.
Which is equivalent to 210 days and 2 hours.
That's almost a year.
Yeah. Well, there's people that have years.
That's
on
just PS4?
One game. Yeah.
And you've had your PS5 for a year?
Yeah.
So it is over a year, probably.
No, this isn't all. It includes PS4 and PS5 games.
I thought, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Total time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's people that have years on just a singular game.
So, years?
Yeah. A year, years, yeah.
What? Okay, so I guess the first question that pops into my head is, it takes you that long to beat a game?
No. I just like RDR too.
So you've played it multiple times?
Yeah.
So you've started it over?
Yeah. COD,
So tell us why you like that game so much. Tell us what it's about. Because the only thing I remember about that game, and I mentioned this before, is you beating the
crap. Well, this is a different game.
You beating the crap out of some woman on a balcony of a building. You're like, look at this. This is cool. And you're like,
well, because that's ragdoll effects.
Around, but... And I'm like, that's not cool. What do you mean? This is cool.
Yeah, it has ragdoll effects.
It has what?
Ragdoll effects.
What does that mean?
Where they, like, you know, their whole body goes away because they die.
You mean it disappears?
No, like, kind of like actual real life.
Oh, you mean they fold like a
house like of cards? A lawn chair, yeah.
Like a lawn chair.
So, yeah.
So give us a rundown of that game.
It's an old Western, you know, you're Arthur Morgan, you're a bounty, you're a guy in a gang, a very well-known gang that you're in. This one, you're specifically going away from Blackwater, which is a place where last game that you ran from.
So you're a bad guy?
Yeah, technically, but throughout the story, you can either decide your fate of being known as a bad guy or being known as a guy who just was mistreated wrong and grew up in the wrong path.
Well, didn't get enough hugs as a kid.
Kind of, I guess. But no, you kind of find out mysteries that, you know, Arthur had a kid and...
Oh my God.
He wasn't always just a bad guy. So he's just a very good killing machine, really. Mm. So, but yeah.
There's something to strive for.
Yeah. And then after that...
So what's the point of the game?
Really to just live...
Around, beat the crap out of women?
No, just to live Arthur's life to the fullest. And then, you know...
Well, how does he do that if he's a bad guy?
Well, you can decide, like I said, you can decide to be a bad guy or decide to be a good guy.
Oh, I see.
So the story changes off of your decisions in his life.
So what's the point of the game?
Well, technically kind of to decide his fate, to see, because there's multiple different endings, but in the end he dies, guaranteed, from tuberculosis. And also just being shot. And then in the end, you follow through to the person who did not betray him, which is John Marston, who is the guy you
spoilers.
Also...
Spoilers.
Yeah, all these are spoilers. But, I mean, it's an older game, so it's whatever. But John Marston, who you play through on the first one, and, you know, you follow his life after, and he goes away from the gang, and... He, you know, is a family man. He already had a son. His uncle was Arthur. He has a wife. You go in, propose to his wife and all that. So, but
you propose to his wife.
Basically, he's on the run in Blackwater and that whole area of land. He basically becomes a farm man, and he gets known for not being a farm man because. One day they get raided by some bad guys, and, you know, farm hands don't really know how to shoot that well unless you know. Ah. So
it's like Josie Wales?
So basically his wife doesn't want him to ever pick up a gun again, and that's the whole point.
Unless you have to.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, they get kicked off, and they go.
So what do you get at the end? Like,
what?
When you beat the game, do you get like a...
You just get to play more to as Arthur or...
You don't get a trophy or...
Well, yeah, but it's like one of the hardest games to get the ending trophy in, so...
Hmm. I've watched you play it, but I've never played
it. It has a specific name for it. It's like becoming the main of the West or whatever, but... Hmm. Yeah, it's very hard to do. Hmm. Or you get the whole game 100% complete. That's finding all the animals, because you can hunt in this game. You can... Do whatever you really want.
So it's, what do they call that? Open
world.
Yeah, where you can pretty much go anywhere.
Yeah, do whatever.
You can't.
The only place you can't go back to is Guam.
Guam?
Yeah. Which
like
you go
the to, island Guam?
Yeah, which you go to in chapter 5.
How would he get to Guam in the West?
So basically they are in a shootout after robbing a bank and they go on this boat. Which the gang leader says they want to go to Tahiti, but it's Guam. So okay. They ended up at Guam, and they have to get their way back to Americas.
Yeah, because some games are linear where you can't. I mean, it might look like you can go anywhere, but you can't.
Yeah,
if you try to.
Yeah, just... no, they have fast travel. It's a Rockstar game. So just it's made by the creators of GTA. So
it's just, now there's a lot of that in God of War too, where you can.
Fast travel.
Yeah, you can go like to different realms and stuff. Yeah you come upon these, I forget what they call them, but...
I played a lot of open world games growing up. Skate 3 is all complete open world. There's Destiny, which is complete open world.
I played that. I got that too.
Well, because you don't have online. It's not enjoyable.
I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, no, I beat Destiny.
I didn't get it.
Quick,
so
actually.
I quit.
Yeah.
And I think traded it in for something else.
I think the open world game that you would enjoy would be Fallout, which also just became a TV series.
I thought I played that.
It has a story, but it also has open world experience.
It's a futuristic thing, right?
Yeah, where the world's gone to down the crap.
Dystopian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people are radioactive and all the animals are radioactive and, you know.
The animals are radioactive?
Yeah. There's the rats. That's what they're called. Yeah. But, I mean, the new one, it's in a complete open world, but the older ones are more storyline-based with open world experience, so...
So doesn't that alarm you when you look at how many hours you've spent playing video games?
For me, no, but for other people, yeah.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of people that I know that have severely more hours than me.
Is that all they do?
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad, but I mean...
Have you ever tried to say, hey, let's go outside where the sun's shining?
Yeah, I don't know, but... I'm not going to say anything.
Let's go to this place called the real world.
Yeah, they I don't know. But it's what they want to do, so I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, yeah, but I can see it as a kid, but...
Yeah, it's a giant waste of time.
What is, I mean...
I don't know how they enjoy games anymore. I don't. I only enjoy it if I'm playing with somebody else or if I'm actually... like if I'm playing Red Dead again. I mean, I enjoy Red Dead, so I can play it for hours upon hours, but...
But if you've already been through it, isn't it kind of like you do it the second time, it's kind of the same thing?
Not really, because it's all different. The NPCs, well, like, the storyline is the same, but the NPCs are different.
What's that?
The non-playable characters.
Oh.
So, like...
We're using...
Dialogue.
Video game acronyms.
Dialogue can be different, and the actions can be different by them,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. Hmm. Crazy. What's your total hours again?
For what?
Total?
5,042.
So divide that by 24.
What?
That number you just said, divide it by 24.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull the calculator up then. 5,024, yeah? No, 42. Never mind. 42, and then divided by 24?
Mm-hmm.
I times it by 24. I'm ridiculous. Yeah, I already showed you. It's 210.
210 days.
Yeah. You thought my logic was
many,
wrong?
Do you know how many days are in a year?
310 or 312 or something?
365.
Yeah. I have 210 days and 2 hours in all. So, well, that's a rest guesstimate because, I mean...
It's probably more.
Yeah, it's definitely more.
Hmm. So, what is your all-time favorite video game?
RDR 2. All the Red Dead series, but my first game was Mortal Kombat, I think the second or third one on the PS2. And
I remember when that came out, it had that, I think that was the first game to have the parental warning.
Yeah.
That was on, was that a PlayStation game?
What?
When it first came out.
Yeah, what, it was a, well, technically.
It was or was not, it Nintendo?
It was a, I don't know about that, but. It was also a joystick arcade game.
Yeah.
So.
But I remember, because that's when your dad was little, and everybody had to have it because they say we're not supposed to have it, so we all have to have it.
Yeah.
And by today's standards, you look at that, and it's like, that's nothing. I mean, some of these games these days, like when I was playing those Batman games, I mean, it's like when they do those, what do they call them? When... You're not really controlling anything, but it's there's a term for it where they're playing out a scene, cut scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like watching a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie type, yeah. Most story games are movies, yeah.
First Batman game I played, one of the Arkham games, I can't remember what it was, but I thought, man, I'm in trouble because it was basically for the first few minutes you weren't really doing anything. It was setting the story.
Yeah, that's what our Red Dead does.
And I remember...
It's long and dragged out.
Bruce Wayne was tied to a chair and had to escape this chair. And I'm like...
You couldn't escape the chair.
I'm like, well, what are you supposed to do? And of course, if you... For people like me that don't know what they're doing, it'll give you hints.
Yeah.
And it'll say, rock the chair back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how do I do that?
With the joystick probably or the
So X-Men. I'm doing that. I'm doing that and he's rocking back. I'm going, well, so what? What's... You know, the point was you had to... I think he had to rock it so it would fall over and the chair would break. And it took me like 15 minutes to figure that out. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Those games, though, there's a ton of puzzles in those Batman games.
Yeah.
I just bypassed most of those.
Yeah.
You had to figure out how to get, I think it was the Riddler set all these traps. Like,
You can actually, in the beginning of, I believe this, it's Arkham Knights, you can actually beat the game in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be any fun.
Well, that's the point of speedruns.
But he would, you'd land on top of a building or rooftop somewhere, and there'd be a trap. You know, you'd have to figure out how to get. It was like kind of like a maze or whatever sometimes, or it was like a. You'd have to do things in a certain order in order to get the door open or something. Yeah. Crap.
Well, the reason I like the Arkham Knight game and Red Dead, all the Red Deads, is because, you know, there's actually secret people, secret dialogue, secret missions that, you know, if you don't do a specific thing, you won't get it unless you play through it again.
I just thought of this, but remember when I told you about the Red Brad when he fell out of his chair?
Yeah.
I think I remember the scene. It was in one of the Batman games, and he was in a... I know he was on water. It was frozen water. I don't know if he was in a boat or something. He was in something.
And he's igloo.
No, he's going across the water, and all of a sudden, the shark busts up through the ice and tries to eat him.
Yeah.
And that's what... I mean, you don't expect it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when he fell out of his
chair. Yeah, a lot of Arkham Knight has a lot of jump scares.
Yeah.
You can actually go and find Killer Croc in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember fighting him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should play those again. Those were fun, but I remember the one was hard as hell. You had to get... I think it was... Robin was driving the Batmobile, and somebody was chasing him through this... Using this big-ass... like tank thing, and you had to get through this through these streets to get to this part to escape, and it took me forever to get past that. Anyway, fascinating stuff. What else you got?
Well, I don't know. What you talked about, your first game was what, Pong?
Mm-hmm.
So how much were you spending time on that? You think any relatively close to these hours?
No. No. Well, see, that's back in the days when you used to go to the mall and there was arcades. At the, you know, they were arcade machines, not, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And Pac-Man was popular. Asteroids.
Centipede. Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
There's more, but...
Yeah. I remember one of the cooler games at the arcade was
Space Invaders. I just thought of.
Yeah, there was that, but it was bigger, and it was actually like it was a gunfight thing.
Duck Hunt.
No, it was against like a. It was set in the Old West, so you'd put your money in, and this it was like a movie. I mean, it was like a life size person would be projected on a screen, and he was dressed up as a Western guy, and he'd say, come on, outdraw me, and you'd have a like a gun.
Yeah.
And you had to try to outdraw him.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. God, that, back in my day when you went to the arcade, I mean, holy Christ, that place was packed. But, yeah, those things are gone.
And then you got the cheaters that say they're so good at the game but actually have just cheat codes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that reminded me of a story. When I was a teenager, across the street from us was a restaurant, and they had a pinball. Me and my best friend, we used to play pinball. We got so good at it, and I'm not exaggerating, we could play all day on a quarter.
Yeah.
But we used to go in there. She had one or two pinball machines. One was a bowling game, and we got really good at that. And she'd get so pissed because she would watch soap operas on her. She had a little black and white TV with an antenna, and the electronics on the pinball machine would interfere with the signal on her TV. And she'd sit there and she'd go, that goddamn game. She'd be sitting there smoking cigarettes. Her name was Margaret. I'm like, shut up, Margaret. Anyway, so where I'm going with this. So if we were to go in there and somebody else was playing, we figured out there was a spot on the floor. If you stood behind
It would move the machine.
No, if you stood behind, like if somebody was playing it and you stood behind them and you hit the floor with your foot real hard, it would tilt the machine.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to play, you know, we'd just go like that and it would tilt and the person would be like, well, what the hell did I do? And they'd just get pissed and leave and then we'd start playing. But, yeah, we got in trouble one time from our parents. I don't know what we did. Oh, yes, I do, and I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on.
No. Yeah, we got taken home by the cops.
Yeah?
Yeah. And yeah, we weren't allowed to see each other ever again. So this was during summer break, no school. So I called him up one time, and I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm like, hey, if I ever call your number and it rings once, and then that's it, meet me at Margaret's.
That's a terrible plan.
Why?
Well, because how do you know if he hears you or not? I guess you'd know if he shows up.
It worked every time. So we weren't allowed to see each other, but be like, oh, okay, let's go play pinball. And I'd call his house, let it ring once and hang up. And I'm going to go play pinball. Okay. And then here he'd come and we'd be hanging out anyway. Oh, yeah. The good old days. Yeah. Someday you're going to hear all these stories.
You should put
them. I should write a book.
Yeah. No, might as well. Nobody, if you're not going to talk about them.
Nobody'd read it.
I'd read it. You got at least one buyer. So.
All right. Anything else on video games?
I don't got nothing.
So I have a subject that I'm curious, because it seems like, so you're into sports, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious as to, it just seems like every time I look at a news feed or a website, there's always something about athletes, there's violence in sports. Athletes sure. beating the crap out of each other. Or,
yeah.
Why? What's going on with that? Because that never used to be a thing. So
you say that, but there's people called OJ and Ray Rice.
No, I mean like during games.
Oh,
I don't mean like outside. I'm talking about like during the basketball, the college basketball playoffs. It seems like every day there was like a fight on the court.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Just trash talk, really. I don't know. Myles Garrett, you know, he supposedly thought that Kyle Rudolph, this is a while ago, Kyle Rudolph called him the N-word or whatever, and he bashed his head in, basically, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
So,
but he lied, and everybody knows this, because there's audio of the game. So.
So it seems like professional athletes in certain sports are nothing but a bunch of thugs.
Kind of. I mean, but, you know, it's just a, it's only, it's not the team, it's only specific players, and it's
but everybody. I know, but you never, like, once in a while you'd hear about, like, in baseball where the benches would clear, and they'd, like, if somebody got hit, somebody thought the pitcher intentionally tried to throw the ball at a batter.
Yeah, but, I mean,
but that was few and far between. Now it's, like, every day something, unless.
I think it's just a culture change. That's really it. Yeah, I think just because players now know that they won't get arrested for doing basically a crime.
So basically, the people that are the head of these professional sports,
they give out fines.
They just say
specific dollar amounts.
Yeah, we're just going to look the other way, and you can.
Well, either they get banned or they have to be banned and get fined and all that. Hmm. A player just recently, I think it was Batum or whatever, but in the NBA, he got banned for a lifetime of not playing because of gambling on games.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Yeah.
Well, that happened to Pete Rose. Do you know who that is?
No. Oh, the sorry I gambled on baseball guy or what?
He used to play for the Reds.
Yeah, sorry I gambled on baseball.
Well, he bet. I think he gambled on his own team.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's probably not a good idea.
Well,
he was a good player, though.
Because he, all his memorabilia, or at least the ones that I've seen, everything that he signs, he says, sorry, I gambled on baseball. And then signs his name.
Oh, man.
So he's making a living off of it, so.
Yeah. So you brought up OJ. So OJ's dead.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You think he did it?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
You got to be the only person on the planet.
Besides, I'm definitely not.
Do you know anything about it? I mean, do you know the facts?
I don't know all of it, but I think it's funny, though, because, you know, all the evidence, including DNA evidence, leads directly to him, like absolutely directly to him. And then the only piece of evidence that does not go against him is the glove, which technically I think is hilarious because he's already wearing a glove underneath it. So obviously it might not fit because of the other glove. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who cares? He obviously didn't do it because the glove didn't fit.
Oh my god.
But really though, if we're being for real, I don't know who the girl is, but
it was his ex-wife.
It was, okay. Well, I thought it was like his sister or whatever, but or his wife, but I thought it was his wife currently. Mm-hmm. That's why I was confused. But either way, his footprint is there, his hair is in there in the house when, I mean, obviously it shouldn't be, it's his ex-wife. And the knife, he had, like, the murder weapons were all, there's evidence of him buying them, but they're not there in his property or his possession. Obviously, when he got older, he started talking about it, and he's very sensitive about the topic.
Well, yeah, I would be too.
But he's also, he's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious.
He's hilarious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, when it happened, he was like, he made a book, basically, that, you know, if I did it, this is what I would do.
If I did it, yeah.
Yeah, and the...
And it says underneath that, I really did do it.
The family that... the family that allowed him to... Because, I mean, it's a sensitive topic, so the family allowed him. They changed the name and put it as I did it. So only a few copies say, if I did it, but... Yeah, I mean... he's hilarious. He during interviews when he around the time he interviewed a girl interviewed him and said, I have a surprise for you in my dressing room. And she opens the door and he goes shing shing shing, like fake stabbing her with like just a fake knife, like not a real knife. Just
this just is during after he got
after it. Yeah. Going on talk
shows.
Where'd
you see that?
Oh my god, there is a massive compilation of him just being hilarious about him fake murdering people and saying that.
Really?
Just saying like evidence and just being like, but this is allegedly though.
I don't remember.
It's hilarious. You should really
watch. After the trial?
Yeah, you should really watch some OJ Simpson compilations of him being funny because he is an hilarious person.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was in several of the Naked Gun. Was it more than one? He was in some of the Naked Gun movies.
I don't know, but...
You know what those are?
I think.
Yeah. Those were comedies.
Yeah, it's... I also saw those underneath the Pink Panther.
Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
But, you know, I think he's hilarious, so I it's fine. So if he did it or didn't, I mean, so if he did, it's fine because he's funny.
So because... Wait a minute, what?
Just continue what you're saying.
What'd you just say?
He's funny. That's all I got to say.
So it's okay?
I guess, sure. Did he murder one person?
Two.
That's fine. Yeah, I guess two is maybe a little bit more than I thought.
But if it was three... Wow.
Well, continue with your story.
No, I was just...
What?
I totally got sidetracked when I heard you say that. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So, because he's funny and the glove wouldn't fit Johnny Cochran's hand, who wasn't even O.J. Simpson, you think he didn't do it?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely didn't. Totally.
You know, that was one of those moments, because that trial went on for months. Seemed like it was like 6 months or something. But that was one of those things where everybody... If you ask anybody that was around then, they can tell you exactly where they were when they heard the verdict.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's just like,
the what? Classic. There's the classic Bronco chase scene.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Of him just driving slow down the highway.
Actually, my friend called me up on the phone. He goes, are you watching CNN? Because back then, that was the only news, 24-hour news. And I said, no, what's going on? Turn it on, man. Turn it on. I'm going, what? He goes, just turn it on. And I'm going... What the hell's going on? He goes, That's O.J. Simpson. He's like driving like 20 miles an hour. Yeah. He wasn't driving, but he was in the back. And I'm going, what? And I'm watching this. And what amazed me was people started lining up along the road.
Yeah.
Holding up signs like, go, O.J., go. And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, I can say this. He's funny, so that counts for one murder. The second murder accounts for him being a crazily good running back.
What?
Yeah.
Say that again.
He's one of the best running backs ever.
What did you just say? Say that again.
One. Okay.
You said...
I'm being comedic here. One is for him being funny.
One murder's for him being funny?
The other one is for him being a crazy good running back. One of the best ever. If the best ever.
I'm not following. So he gets a pass because of that?
Yeah, he gets a pass. Those are his two passes. Those are his two passes.
Please tell me.
If he did one more, you know.
Please tell me you're not serious.
If he did one more, you know, that would put him in the slammer. But but for those two, yeah, whatever.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. But you can not go to prison. Yeah. Man. You know, you would have thought, though, I don't know. I mean, you try to put yourself in that place, and you can't because I've.
How did he leave so much evidence?
Well, he's an idiot.
Actually, something to bring up. He didn't. His lawyer said that obviously, since he died, his lawyer didn't allow the feds to get his brain for CTE.
I think that was the family.
That was the lawyer. The lawyer said that they don't. He doesn't. Allow,
but a lawyer can't decide that. That's got to be a family.
Yeah, but the lawyer stated that.
Yeah.
But I heard that too. Yeah, they're not allowing him to have his brain studied for CTE.
Well, I think what they were worried about was they like
see his mind and his thoughts.
No, I mean you get his brain and it's like on his brain it says, "Yeah, I did it."
Yeah, there was so many jokes about him on his deathbed.
Well, I was just gonna say. I mean, seriously though, you would have thought. I mean, I can't put myself in that place because I've never murdered two people or one or anybody, but to take that, you would think when you're dying, you'd want to just say, okay, you know, clear the air. I did it.
Well, didn't he die from cancer?
Yeah.
So.
But to take that to the grave and not, I mean, if nothing else, you would have thought, you know.
He wrote it in a safe.
Well, you would have thought. At least it would be closure for the two families, yeah. The three families, I guess.
Well, I mean, he was very open about saying, like, he didn't do it. He's very,
like, well, of course he's going to say
well, he's,
that.
Like, sorry for the family. He's always promoted, like, charities or whatever for the family. And so, I mean, he always stuck with him being innocent and trying to help the family through all the
years. He also said when he was acquitted that, he would not rest until we find out who did this, and he didn't do a damn thing. I mean, he didn't do anything. Not one thing. But what a piece of shit.
Yeah. I have no clue.
Wow. So, to totally switch subjects here, I've been meaning to ask you what's your favorite book or book series is.
The If I Did It series.
The O.J. Simpson series.
Favorite book series?
Or book.
You know, I'm kind of terrible at remembering books.
Have you ever read a book where it, like, made you cry?
No. But actually, I have read a book that made me think. You know, actually.
Well, that's good. Which one?
It was my dad's book, and I think he gave it. It was given to him by you. It was a female written book. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember her name.
Ayn Rand.
Probably, I think it was. It was about like how dark ages, and they found this. They knew how to find light, and blah blah blah. And they brought it against the council, and he was basically shadow banned by the place. And yeah. That's probably my favorite book.
I think it was called Anthem.
Yeah, Anthem. I was going to say Arkham, but I knew I was thinking of it wrong. But yeah, Anthem's
so what did it make you think?
Just, I don't.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, that really warms my heart to hear you say that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, I just liked it because it's an eye opener of different thoughts, how people just, it's a thing that, you know.
We'll have to do an episode about her because she's one of the people that totally changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd never met her just through the things she wrote.
Yeah.
But that story, Anthem, was actually the basis of the Rush album, 2112.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever listen to that.
It's kind of a, it's a kind of an eye opener of how society is and how things can go one way and the other. And if you go off the grid that you really, or just think for yourself, that it's really a think for yourself book.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yep. So getting back to books, there's two books that I've read that make me cry. One was hers. It was called We the Living. And there's a scene in there, without getting into too much of the story, but it's about, she grew up in communist Russia, and she tried to escape. This is kind of a semi-autobiography, but the character in the story was married to this guy, and they were being taken somewhere, and they basically pulled him apart, you know, sent them different ways, and just the way she wrote it, it was just, it just tore me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, the second book, which I reread a couple years ago, 1984. You ever read that book?
No, I don't believe.
That is a, that book, the second time I read it, I don't know why. First time it didn't, but the second time it made me cry, man. I was just like, God, this is crazy. Do you know anything about it?
No.
So that's where the term Big Brother's Watching You came from? You've never heard that?
I believe I know what it means.
So it's a futuristic, one of those dystopian society books. And it was written, I think, in the 30s. But basically the government is watching everybody's every move and controlling people, and you can't do this, you can't do that. If they, like, you can't have a relationship with somebody unless it's approved or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's about this guy and this girl who try to escape that. They have feelings for each other, but she ends up betraying him and turning him in, and he's sent away and crazy stuff. But it's weird when you read it because since it was written so long ago, a lot of the stuff in that book applies to some of the stuff going on today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, George Orwell.
I don't know. I don't really enjoy books, but the books I enjoy, I do indeed enjoy. So,
yeah.
You know, I can tell if I'd like a book by at least probably chapter 5.
So they don't make you read books in school anymore?
I do, but it doesn't mean I enjoy them. I know.
What's the last book you read?
I'm reading a book now, The Rise and Fall of Russia, Communist Russia.
Mm.
But the books I read now are all about historical figures or historical events. I mean, that's the only thing I really care about. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. 1984. You should read it.
Is it a long book?
Not really. No.
What's it not really to you?
Oh, it's probably a couple hundred pages.
Oh, okay. I think the biggest book I've read is maybe 400 pages.
Yeah. So. When I was doing, I got into, for a while, I was reading those books by Annie Jacobson. She was writing about, like, Area 51 and Operation Paperclip and MK Ultra. Those were, like, God, 500-600 pages, but you couldn't put them down.
Yeah.
I'd get through one of those in probably a couple days. Yeah, those are fascinating. She's a really good author. And the thing is, journalists today are really not journalists because if you read a newspaper article, all they do is cite so and so on Twitter said this or
yeah. That's kind of what we do in school. That's kind of what they teach now. So I wouldn't doubt it.
But you know, nobody goes and like interviews people anymore or talks to them in person.
Well, no, because it'll be blacklisted.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The guy who interviewed Putin is on government watch lists for, he's wanted on America's and Russians' blacklist to be killed.
What did he do?
He just interviewed Putin. That's it. And posted it.
Why do they want him killed?
I don't know. It's the government. Don't ask me.
Well, I mean, has the interview been released?
Yeah. It was released on...
What good would it do to kill him?
It was released to the public. I don't know. Probably because, according to Russia, he probably disrespected Putin. Or left something in that he wasn't supposed to.
Wow. There's a crazy guy.
So.
Man. Yeah, Russia. Wow. What a crazy... I'm just glad I don't live there. That'd be a crazy place to live.
Would it?
Yeah. Or if you say the wrong thing, Mr. Putin's going to make sure you're dead.
Yeah.
Just don't say the wrong thing.
I don't know. There's probably multiple countries that are kind
of
like that.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. We're slowly turning into one of those, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
So what's going on with school? You're about ready to call it a... quits for the summer or for the year, right? And then summer vacation,
I guess. Yeah.
So what's
I'm waiting for SAT scores to come out. Speaking of SATs though, did you have to do SATs or
anything? You know what?
Or like any standardized testing for the state?
Well, we had to do that. SATs, I don't know. I don't think I did.
Which I don't even think colleges use much
anymore. Do you have to do those?
Yeah, to graduate. At SATs? Least to my understanding, yeah.
I don't.
Which it supposedly to show your how smart you are, but it's really not that good at showing that.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not saying I didn't. I just don't remember.
Yeah,
I remember on some of those state tests you had to do, where you have to color in the circle thing on the sheet.
You just do zigzags.
Well, I do like. I try to make it into like a smiley face. Or yeah. I didn't care. It's like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Because all they use those for is to, they use those to determine how the school's doing.
Yep.
It's like, I don't care. So yeah, we used to make designs.
Yeah. Well, an SAT story, I mean, So it's now digital. It's not on paper anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that changed this year. But PSATs, when it was on paper, I have
What's that?
It's a practice for the SAT.
Oh, okay.
So
you can practice for a test?
Yeah. For 2 years until your junior year, which is ridiculous.
2 years?
Yeah. But, you know, I had because you have the same class because it goes by last name. So you have specific classrooms, and it goes by last name, at least for my school. But anyways, there's one kid in my class that would get done in like 2 minutes because he would do zigzags. And the problem is he got a better average score than most people. He got a 1-240, I think, which is very high. Well, it's above average. Mm. It's, I think the highest is 1-6.
Well, so what are some of the things they... Because I don't remember. So what are they? Is it broke? Is it like, because I remember the state tests were like broken up into, there was like reading and reading comprehension.
Yeah, there's reading.
Like punctuate, how to do sentences and shit like
so
that.
So on the SAT, science. There's reading and math and writing. That's what it is.
That's it?
Yeah. But for junior year, you do a science test, which is a state standardized test, and then the SAT.
Hmm. So when do you get your results?
I don't know. California's already got their results, so.
California.
Yeah. Hmm. But I mean, it's now user-friendly, so that's what I enjoy.
What do you mean?
So basically, instead of having a test specific, just a test being different on paper, it's an algorithm off of a computer. Off of your own person, where it's built.
So depending on how you answer certain questions.
Yeah, it's built towards you.
I had to take a when I worked in my professional life, I had to take what's called, since I worked on computer systems, it was called Security Plus. It's a certification you can get that qualifies you for IT security. So it was something similar to that. So you could, I bought this practice program where it would ask you some of the questions that were on, not verbatim, but some of the stuff that was covered on the test. But the thing was, when you took the actual test, some of the questions didn't count. They were just like questions that had nothing to do with what you were doing. I don't know why they thought they did that, but it was similar to that. So depending on how well you did, how you progressed through the test would determine what your next question would be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of people...
Which I think how testing should be, but...
Yeah, I agree. But I remember the company I worked for, I think you could... They would pay for you to take it twice. You had to pass it. You had to have it or you didn't have a job. But if you didn't pass it with the second time, then you had to pay for it on your own. And it was expensive. It was a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
And I passed the first time, of course. Of course. So it was always a big thing when you knew some, are you going to do your test today? Yeah. Because you had to go to a business that actually did the testing. And the next day he'd come in. Did you pass? Yeah, I passed. What? Come on, you didn't think I'd pass? So I did, I was also A-plus certified, which is, I don't even know if they do that anymore. But basically what it is a certification that tells people that you know about computers and how they work. And I did that completely on my own. I didn't have to. It cost me like $120, and I passed that the first time.
That one was pressed by me. That's fine.
We're having fun pressing buttons. So, yeah. So, but then right before I left, the Security Plus thing
was pointless.
Up until then, it was just you had to take it one time and you're good. You're golden. But then they decided. That
since technology is keep on
advancing. Yeah, which is smart, I guess. I mean, so you had to do continuous training and pass. I think you had to take these follow-on courses and you had to have a certain score by the end of the year or something or you'd lose your whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily I got out before that. And the thing was, it really had nothing to do with what I was doing. It was just a requirement for the contract. So it was kind of dumb. That's the way life is.
Yeah.
So you got a hockey game here in about...
An hour.
Hour or so.
Well, 2 hours, but yeah.
So we should probably wrap this one up. So how do you think you're going to do? Who are you playing? Do you know?
I'm playing up in a league. Well, two leagues technically, but I'm playing a...
Oh, like, you're subbing?
Yeah. So.
What? So who are you playing for?
The Ants higher up team.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
right. But they haven't lost yet, so I have some...
No pressure.
Yeah.
Are you goalie?
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Well, you better get your game face on.
I guess.
All right. You got any closing comments?
Nope.
All right. Once again, we want to thank our sponsor, C&J Superior Tools. They are a Snap-on franchise and can get you anything Snap-on related. Tools, gadgets, apparel, Facebook group, C&J Superior Tools. Phone number, area code 563-949-0160. And our contact information, email timeonthemic@gmail.com. Facebook is Time on the Mic Podcast, all spaced out. And Instagram and Twitter X. I'm going to call it Twitter X.
Is Time on the Mic.
Time on the Mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I don't got nothing. I got $20 on my phone. That's what I got.
All right. Well, this one has been probably one of our best episodes ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. Started out excellent. I'm going to leave all that in. Not all of it, but anyway. All right. So I am GT.
I'm Daniel.
This time on the mic, thank God is over.